With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A drone strike has taken out one of Hamas's highest-ranking officers, and it has Israel on high alert for possible retaliation.
An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital on Tuesday has killed Hamas's number two political leader. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. The strike hit an apartment in a building in a Shiite district of Beirut. That's a Hezbollah stronghold. The move marks a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war. Arouri's killing risks provoking major retaliation from the militia. Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah has vowed to strike back against any Israeli targeting of Palestinian officials in Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, among more than 60 Republican lawmakers visiting Eagle Pass, Texas today, there to get an up-close look at the chaos along the southern border, with illegal aliens continuing to surge into the country across the wide-open border. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. national debt has soared to a new record high.
The federal government's gross national debt has surpassed $34 trillion for the first time in U.S. history. That's according to a just-released report from the Treasury Department. The record high amount raises questions about the political and economic challenges to improve the country's finances, which have become a source of tension in a politically divided nation's capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump campaign is wasting no time appealing the Maine Secretary of State's attempt to keep Mr. Trump off the state's primary ballot. The Trump team is appealing to Maine's Superior Court. The Colorado Supreme Court ruling aimed at keeping the former president off the ballot in that state is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Dow futures down 118. This is SRN News. Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations are underway for the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. This year, the event will take place on January 19th, beginning with a downtown rally, then the march to Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, because organizers want to influence the decisions being made about abortion on the state level. Abortion will be a big issue in the elections this year. This is SRN News. A congressman and a senator's son jumping into the race for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Mitt Romney.
U.S. Representative Republican John Curtis announced his campaign after initially saying he would not run for Senate. He was the mayor of Provo, Utah for 7 years and for a time was a county-level Democratic Party official. Brent Orrin Hatch has also announced his candidacy. Hatch is one of six children of the late Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Brent Hatch is a trial lawyer and a past director of the Federalist Society, although he says he's not a professional politician. Romney announced in September that he would not seek re-election, saying younger leaders need to step in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. collecting enough signatures to appear on the 24 presidential ballot in Utah. The independent has met the 1,000 signature requirement and officially filed to run as a presidential candidate in the state. More details, SRNnews.com.